Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
Meditation on Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart, by Thomas Watson. Affliction is for our profit and should make us submit to God and say, Your will be done. There is kindness in affliction, in that your case is not as bad as others, or not so bad that it couldn't be worse. When it is dusk, it might be darker. God gives gracious support in affliction. If he strikes with one hand, he supports with the other. Without God's support, we would sink under our trials. Christ bears the heaviest part of the cross. Affliction is sometimes sent for punishing sin, and at other times to prevent it. Prosperity exposes us to much evil. It is hard to carry a full cup without spilling, and a full estate without sinning. We are beholden to our affliction. We might have fallen into some scandal had not God set a hedge of thorns in the way to stop it. What kindness is this? God lets us fall into suffering to prevent one falling into a snare. Say then, Lord, do as it seems good in your sight. Your will be done. God mixes his providences in anger. He remembers mercy. Suffering is not pure gall, but honey is mixed with it, as the painter mixes with his dark shadows bright colors. So the wise God mingles crosses and blessings. The body is afflicted, but within is peace of conscience. Joseph was sold into Egypt and put in prison, the dark side of the cloud. Job lost all and was clothed with boils, a sad providence. But God gave testimony in heaven of Job's integrity, and afterward doubled his estate. God in kindness moderates his stroke by measure and sweetens it with divine consolation. After a bitter portion, he gives a lump of sugar. God comforts by his word and spirit. He candies our wormwood with sugar and gives us grapes from thorns. Oh, how much kindness there is in the cross! In the belly of the lion there is a honeycomb. This should make us cheerfully submit to God's will.